what's happening with the broadcast.
Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Did you know that radio broadcast was a hoax?
Additional restrictions to broadcast standards?
Yes, people are pretty upset.
Which means I'm free of all broadcast regulations.
You are being broadcast around the world.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Before we get started today, a shout out to Audrey. She is the new city council member in St. Clairsville. Yes. She owns Giacinta's, and I've got a frog in my throat to start the show. Can you believe this? Hold on. Well, that's better. Congratulations to Audrey. How do you start a show like this? I'm all set to go. A shout out to Audrey. She's the new city council member. She owns Giacinta's and some other businesses there. You see her billboards all over the place. I happen to like the woman. I'm trying to give her a shout out. I got this frog in my throat, which is just this backup of phlegm, and I can't. And that's how I start the show. How sad is this? How pathetic is this? And how's your morning going for you? All right, fine. We had the potential to make this the finest show that I've ever done. I blew it. But I'll try to salvage as much of it as I can today. The Belmont Buzz, it's all about the Belmont, the bridge project that never ends, the Blaine Hill Bridge.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
We're going to find out after the 8 o'clock news. Matt Broding, press secretary for the State of Ohio Department of Transportation, ODOT. Live exclusive interview right here. So he's going to give us the latest on that, plus the latest on all the road reports throughout Ohio. This is driving season. Now that the miserable weather is over, please God. Oh, before I forget, I saw my first hummingbird. I've set up these hummingbird feeders all around the house, and they've been up for almost a month waiting for these stupid little birds. I finally saw my first one for a few nanoseconds yesterday, and now nothing. Anyway, but they are back. The hummingbirds are back because one actually came to our house. Anyway, so where were they? Focus. Okay, ODOT, roads. Travel season, we can drive all over the place. A lot of the roads in Ohio are wonderful. The state roads, ODOT, the interstates are great. In fact, one of the best drives, most beautiful drives, I think, is on 77, going from 70, you go down, you make a left on 77. You're heading south. And that drive to Marietta, and not just to Bridgeport Equipment and Tool Mega Mall in Marietta, which is huge. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a beautiful drive. Oh, my God. It's fantastic. It's very difficult going the speed limit. Speed limit's, I don't know, 65 or 70, and cars are whizzing by me at 90. It's a beautiful drive, though. It really is. Anyway, so ODOT's going to be here after the 8 o'clock news, here as in on the radio, not here in the studio, but Matt's going to be joining us. Great guy. He's a recovering broadcaster. Don't hold that against him, but he's going to be here, and we'll be talking with him about all the stuff connected with driving and roadways and everything else. All right, so that's number one. Number two, my God, the frog is back. Hold on. Good Lord, what is the matter with me today? Jeez. Anyway. Number two, a university in Ohio, a famous university, has artwork that Kathy Griffin would be proud of. A student at this major university, not that far from the Upper Ohio Valley, as a matter of fact, created a piece of, quote, art that almost mimics Kathy Griffin's Donald Trump decapitated head thing. It's Donald Trump's depiction of Donald Trump's head on a spike. And that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is the words that come next to it. We only have to get lucky once. An art student did this with the blessing of the university And wow, all hell's breaking loose all over X Twitter. And of course, I'm Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Oh, and your Stephen Miller fix today. I've got two Stephen Miller sound bites that are just audio clips that are fantastic. One is about what's really going on regarding the story with this, quote, Maryland man who's actually an illegal alien from El Salvador, and why the Democrats are doing everything they can to try to get him back into this country, to get him back into our court system and all that. So we've got that Stephen Miller audio clip. I have another Stephen Miller audio clip about birthright, birth citizenship here in this country. That if you are born in this country, you are automatically an American citizen. And he tears that apart. So we've got two of these Stephen Miller audio clips for you. They are terrific. I've got some other ones for you as well, including a famous doctor who is saying that Big Pharma's you-know-whats probably have caused a lot of autism. Now, you decide for yourself. I'm not a medical professional. I am a high school graduate, and I speak into a microphone. That's what I do. Sometimes I cough, sometimes I gag because I have frogs in my throat, sometimes I stumble over my words, actually more than sometimes, in any event. So we've got all of that and so much more. Difficult to know where to begin. Okay, download the River Network app. Let's start there with shameless self-promotion. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesday. Oh God, what is wrong with my throat today? Excuse me again. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. All right here. The River Talk Radio Network includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality, and now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. So where do we begin? I forgot to tell you, you can also see the show, although for the life of me, I will never in a million years understand why you want to do this. Unless you're a sadist or a masochist. Sadist because you want to see me suffer, masochist because you want to see yourself suffer. One or the other. That's the only thing I can figure out, really. Anyway, it's on Facebook. The Facebook live stream of my show can be found on my profile page on Facebook. Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Picture a Cyclops, a second Cyclops, and a third Cyclops. Dimitri with three I's. The last name is Vassilaris. It rhymes with Asilaris, but you add a V to it. So Dimitri Vassilaris. And I've been getting so many friend requests now. It's unbelievable. I guess maybe it's the videos or something. I don't know. But if you want to be my friend, I'll befriend you. So feel free to send me a friend request because it's all about caring about my public or something. All right, so there's that. Let's see. Oh, yesterday. One last thing regarding my continued amazement that anybody would watch this thing. I'm a high school graduate talking into a microphone. We've got a state-of-the-art podcaster board here, a studio that's not soundproof. I've got no phone system. I got a couple of computers up here that have names of two of our best clients, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local LLC. We've got Herb Electric. We got Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. Hi, Zach. How you doing? Hi, Alex. Hi, Ellie. Hi, Gage. Hey, Ross. And everybody else. So we've got all of that, and and my cup, my ECM Energy Services coffee mug, which is terrific, by the way. ECM Energy Services, you're looking for a great gig. This is the company. Let me tell you, this is the company. All right, so that's pretty much all I have here. We had more than 2,000 views with yesterday's show, and yesterday's show sucked. I can't understand this. I can't begin to understand this. In any event, that's where we are. So let's get started here. This first one is Stephen Miller. My two audio clips for you. He's fantastic. God, I could listen to him all day. He is so smart. He is so precise. He makes such clear, strong arguments regarding the Trump administration's position on all sorts of things. A lot of common sense stuff, really, it is. And this first one here, it's really interesting because he gets it. I get it, and he gets it. A lot of people are wondering why these Democrats are going to such extraordinary lengths, going to El Salvador to meet with a member, a drug gang member, MS-13, this illegal alien from El Salvador, who was sent apparently to the wrong prison in El Salvador, but he was ejected from the United States because he's he's an illegal alien. And I said to you that what I suspect is going on is that the crazies on the left, the ones with the money, they have a lot of money, are going to be donating money to these politicians, including this one United States Senator, Van Hollen or something like that, who went down to El Salvador, and now you've got some different members of Congress, again, far leftists. And my thought then and now continues to be that these folks actually are going to be getting lots and lots and lots of donations by doing this, even though to you and to me, this looks absolutely insane, absolutely crazy. In their congressional districts or Maryland, which is a deep blue state where the Democrats going to win anyway, they're going to be getting money, they're appealing to their base. I absolutely believe that's what's going on. But there's even a bigger issue here, much, much, much bigger issue. Pay attention. I'm getting to a really important point here. What the left wants, and Stephen Miller now realizes this, what the left wants is not that this guy necessarily be the poster boy for any sort of inappropriate behavior on the part of our government. Did I mention that this guy is an illegal alien from El Salvador who's two different courts have said that, yes, he is a member of MS-13. So they're going down there, I believe, to get lots of donations for their campaigns, which I believe that's part of the deal. In fact, I tried to get some information from the Federal Election Commission to see how much more money was coming into their campaigns, but apparently there's a reporting period, so we don't know yet. But keep an eye on that, because Dimitri's the only one that I know of, literally the only person that I know of. And I watch a lot of news programs, you know, cable news channels and all that, and on Twitter and everything else. And as far as I know, I'm the only one who's saying that these people aren't stupid. These people aren't crazy. These people on the far left who are going down there, I think are going down there because they know they can get a lot of donations from the crazies on the far left. I think that's what's really going on with this. But there's a bigger issue here, even bigger than that, much, much, much bigger than that. And no one is addressing it except now for Stephen Miller. And I've got the audio clip right here. And when you hear what the real game is, what all of this really is all about, you're going to be appalled. You're going to be enraged. Steam is going to be coming out of your ears and nostrils, and your eyes are going to bug out, and God knows what else is going to happen to you. My guess is your blood pressure is going to go way up. So I'm warning you right now, that's what you're going to hear after this short commercial break. All of our commercial breaks here in radio are short because we want you to keep listening. So this one's really short, so just keep it right here. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Today is Wednesday, so you're getting me live. Lucky you. Thursdays and Fridays, Encore. And then don't forget Stephen Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here.